This week's episode of Keeping It 99 is brought to you by Assassin Tattoo Studios at 1947 West Market Street in Akron, Ohio. Assassin Tattoo Studios is Akron's number one location for great body art. They offer the complete tattoo experience. Their artists are well-versed in all styles of tattooing, from traditional to photorealism. They also specialize in covering up that crappy tattoo that you got from somewhere else or bringing to life an existing tattoo. Something you want to brighten up, make even cooler, have it pop, you go to Assassin Tattoos. You're always going to be welcome into a friendly, clean environment, and Assassin Tattoo Studios is a single-use, all-disposable shop. Walk-ins and appointments are welcome, so go ahead and drive on down to 1947 West Market Street in Akron, Ohio, or call 330-983-4135. Once again, that's 330-983-4135, Assassin Tattoo Studios. Tell them Keeping It 99 sent you.
Fuck you and your twisted morning pregnant brainless
words! Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99!
Ridiculous and juice, loudly abused, the head is on a feeling to start. From the end of sword, I'm really short, live for you, so what do you do? Fuck you and your twisted morning pregnant brainless words!
Welcome to a very special weekend episode. Just dropping on Sunday, July 16th. It's special because you're here and I'm here. We're here together. My name is Eagle, and I am joined, as always, by everybody's favorite person on this show.
Wise.
You're my favorite person on this show.
All the shit people were talking about me.
Rubber City Redbeard!
Yeah! Shit-talkers.
Shit-talkers!
Fuck you. You people, if you knew which kind of shirt I was wearing right now.
What are you rocking? Oh, some Pantera!
Yeah, that's not all that's on here.
What else is on there?
What is that?
Slayer?
No!
What is it? Sully Erna from Godsmack?
on a shirt with Pantera.
What is happening?
Sully's a good drummer, dude.
What's worse? Sully's a good drummer. You ever see him do that drum battle?
You ever see that thing where he comes out and he takes over the drum thing and his own drummer is all like, it's fucked up, dude.
It's wicked cool. You know, I saw Godsmack before.
Yeah, it's fucking wicked cool that way he does with the fucking drums.
I saw Godsmack when they first came out as a band.
Yeah.
And it was like an $8 show at the Odeon.
Still should be.
And the only thing I knew about them was they had a commercial on MTV. Like, they bought a commercial that had the hook for like the, yeah, I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best here. And like, as like a 17-year-old kid, the whole, just go away. I was like, that's what I said to my mom when she busted my room.
Let's go away, Ma.
We're going. And you know what? It was actually a pretty neat show. They played for the encore. They played Thunderkiss 65, and I pitted to it. Nice. So there. Make fun of me, people.
Yeah.
Make fun of me.
I went and seen them. I seen them at Ozfest, obviously, because we had to.
Right.
And that was at Blossom. But it was cool, like, because when they were playing, everybody on the fucking lawn lost their minds and just started tearing huge chunks of sod out of the fucking farmland and chucking it.
I believe I heard about that show, actually.
It was like bright blue skies out that day, and during that set, it almost blocked the sky. There was so much sod flying. I mean, there was 1,000 people just chucking big, huge things of dirt and grass at each other.
Man.
The pavilion at Blossom where the fence comes in from the lawn into the pavilion, and you got that whole back area behind the seats that's all concrete, it looked like it was grass. Because they were just chucking fucking sod down into the pavilion and shit. It was completely covered, though.
No, oh, yeah, man.
The people that own that land, they weren't happy about that. They were not happy about that at all. And I seen them again with Stained and... Stained and... what the fuck was the name of that band? I can't remember now. Soil?
That sounds right. Stained and Soil sounds like a thing that would go together.
So, yeah, I went to that show, and Sully, at some point during the show, like, pulled the whole Phil Anselmo.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, I don't want to see anybody standing still when all you motherfuckers moving. If you don't want to get into this shit, you better step out the way. In front to back and side to side. One, two, three. And then the whole shit. So as he's going into the Phil Anselmo speech, I was like, I already know where he's going with this.
Right.
So I just turned around. I did the same thing that I did at the Pantera shows back in the day. And I just turned around and smiled because I was about to fucking shred everybody behind me that got in my way. So I just, like, merrily skipped through this fucking crowd of Godsmack fans, and most of them were, like, dudes with collared shirts holding beers and shit.
You know, right?
Like, blah! Fucking beers are flying everywhere. And this is the night that I came across. There was, like, five smoking hot chicks that were headbanging in the pit, the quote-unquote pit.
Right.
And I'm like, well, they didn't get out the way. Bow! So, I stiff-armed all five of them. Just and la 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 la, just kept skipping through the crowd and shit, you know. And
right, what else are you supposed to do in that situation?
Didn't feel bad about it at all. You were impeding my progress. Get out the way, bitches. Get out the way. You heard Luda.
Speaking of shows, Chimera, man, Chimera. Everybody is talking about it here in Northeast Ohio.
You should be talking about it because of us.
You're welcome. By the way.
Again, you're welcome. Because we keep doing this for you people.
My
we don't get anything. We don't get letters. We don't get emails. We don't get fucking gifts in the mail. We get nothing. No gift cards.
Do we need a P.O. box? I'll get a P.O. box.
We've been reuniting bands all year.
All year. With zero credit. And it's not about the credit.
No, we don't even want the credit.
You know? But we wouldn't mind like a little wink. Yeah. Like Chimera could write us, be like, hey, fellas, wink.
A cupcake basket.
Just the other day, a buddy of mine, he put up a thing on his Facebook post, okay? He's talking about he spent $556 on five VIP tickets to see Chimera. Now, with the VIP package, you get a poster.
Get to hang out.
You
like get a meet and greet,
like
right?
A little meet and greet, yeah. And you get a picture taken with the band. Yeah, $100, which, you know, like for one person, you know, if you're really into Chimera, that's well, fucking worth it. My buddy was not having it because he's just like, I spent 500 and blah, 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 blah. And this is all that goes with the VIP. So I start leaving comments on his shit, right? Where I'm just like, oh, and they're the Kings of Cleveland? And I put up a picture of Michael Stanley. Like, Michael Stanley would never do that to his fans. I've seen that. And he goes on this giant thread and he's just like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking, you know, he's like basically like, this is fucking over my wallet. And I'm all like, you know, they could give you a blowjob or something. And then in the thread at the end of this whole thing where we're just, I'm cracking jokes on Chimera a little bit, you know, being money. You love the money. But you know what, fellas? It's a good situation because we know you listen to the show.
Right.
It's a good, you're in a good spot. Like you just made over $500 off one dude who wants to hang out with you
half
guys.
$1,000. Who's not about the money? I'm about the money. I mean, they're coming back. It's like they're not coming back. They're going to do this show, and that's probably going
to
be it.
I wake up this morning to find out that Jim LaMarca, the bass player from Chimera, also left a comment in our thread.
Ooh.
which he just wrote. $30 general admission. Like, hey, you could just spend the $30.
You'd been good.
You could just spend $30 and not leave this thing. And then he's like, hey, bro, the thing's gonna be well worth it. The VIP pack, totally worth it, dude. He's like, totally worth it. I hope you're not too upset. And now my dude's got to backpedal a little bit and be like,
I was just, it's all good. Right. Well, now the bass player knows what you look like. So when you go to the fucking meet and greet and right. He sees you there, he's going to be extra super dicky cool.
With your four friends. Yeah. He's going to be like,
oh, you guys. Hey, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. You talk about us on the internet. Blah, blah, blah.
Thanks for the $500.
Good looking out. But didn't you know what was involved with the VIP package when you were buying it?
He's upset.
You were dropping over $100 on a VIP and then complained about what you got with the VIP?
Wait.
Didn't you know before when you were paying for it? And
I think the thing that got him the most was I feel like he may have anticipated not having general admission tickets. I think he thought, like, maybe we'll get one of those cool... Because, you know, the theater, they got those little
The fuck are they called on the side? Why can't I think of it?
The theater box.
The little theater boxes, you know, where you can just sit up and be like, hey, we're friends with the band. Because you ever go to the Agora?
We know people.
Oh, my God. Like, Mushroom Head shows, it's the worst ones. Mm-hmm. Those are the worst ones. Because it's always, like, girls with, like, you know, glow-in-the-dark lipstick and shit up there.
Super jockey dudes.
Super jockey dudes. I once snuck up in one of those things during a Mushroom Head show because Reverend Jim, who worked there, he's our voice guy. Cold Hand of Christ, go check your fucking Cleveland metal history, kids. Reverend Jim hit me up one time. It was a Halloween show, and he's like, do you want to come to the Halloween show? So me and Tripp, we went to the show. We're like, yeah, fuck yeah. Get in. We're on a VIP guest list. Got a little guest list, and Jim's just like, do whatever you want. I don't give a shit, because he's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's like, do whatever you want. Go up there. Go in the So we go up into the theater box. He's like, VIPs, is some dude like lets us know that's not happening. He's like, you're not getting in here. And I look back, and I see Reverend Jim just being like, do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. Like he owned the place. You know?
And then the guy was like, damn it, that guy.
Damn it.
That guy that's telling them to do whatever they want is huge. That guy's huge.
And he works here, so he's gonna kill us. Are you going to Chimera? Are you going December 30th to the Christmas show?
Christmas? No. Nope.
You're just keeping up the streak of never seeing them live.
No, I mean, because even, you know, general admission, 30 bucks, bro. 30 bucks.
I'm
not paying 30 bucks to see you. It's not happening. Look, you're a good band, and people were into you from around here and shit.
And it's been a long time since I played.
You guys went right over my fucking head.
Yeah, right. You
know, I was in this scene, like, religiously. 3 fucking shows a week. I was going to fucking shows all the time. Pittsburgh, Columbus, fucking Buffalo, Erie, wherever, dude. We were at shows all the fucking time.
All the fucking time.
Chimera went right over my fucking head somehow. I didn't fucking hear about them until they were on tour with Slayer, and then somebody was like, yeah, you know, the band from Cleveland. And I was like, who's from Cleveland? Chimera. Who? What? They're on tour with what? Cool, I guess. Awesome. They're good.
I spent $10 for Parliament Funkadelic tickets.
I spent $40 to see Pantera back in the day. So.
That's Pantera.
I know. And I'm not spending $30 to see Chimera. It's not on that level. It's not on that level.
Ooh.
Well, you're not on that level, man. You guys have been fucking... You haven't played a show in how fucking long, right? You come back and you're like, $30 a fucking ticket. Here's all this fucking sweet VIP shit. I mean, fuck, dude. Mushroom Head, $20. Still too much.
Yeah.
Wouldn't pay that to see Mushroom Head.
I did make a comment where I was like, the only people that have ever spent $100 on a Mushroom Head tickets are the opening bands trying to get that sweet time slot.
Zing. Zing. No, I mean, like, all their fans are going to pay $30 to go see them, and I don't blame them. You know?
No, not at all.
It was a band that I loved that was fucking coming back and hasn't played in years. I'd fucking pay that shit hands down.
And they are a really great band. I mean... Yeah. I've never listened to a Chimera song and been like, but I've also been in the exact same boat with you, to where when people are like my friends, my close buddies are expressing their love and passion for Chimera, I'm like, you never heard of them until they got signed either.
Yeah.
Stop acting like this is Cleveland local fucking
right.
Putting your fist on your goddamn chest like this is their shit.
You didn't watch them.
There are kings. It's like, look, Chimera's in the top 3 as far as Cleveland hard rock goes. It's them, Mushroom Head, Michael Stanley Band.
On top.
Always number 1.
Yeah.
The Outpost is going to be bringing to us... The world!
Yeah, I got yelled at for fucking letting this show out 2 days before fucking everybody else.
Oh, really? You're gonna kill ticket sales, Grant!
Dude, what are you doing? That's not pro, dude. It's not professional.
One of my favorite New Orleans metal bands, and New Orleans is, as far as the other scenes goes, they make some of my favorite music in the world. I Hate God is returning. The legends, the icons. I Hate God!
Yeah, Mike's fucking healthy, from what I hear, singing.
Yeah.
It's going to be good, man. It's them and the Cro-Mags.
Cro-Mags!
Old school, fucking straight edge, New York hardcore.
New York, like the real deal.
Real
fucking
deal
New
fucking
York.
Hardcore. I die,
like Cro-Mags, the idea of seeing, because you know there's going to be some dudes that pitted back in 84, bro. There's going to be those guys.
Well, that's what Joe was like. You think you're going to have anything to worry about? And I was like, I mean, you know.
There's going
to
be a couple skinheads
it
there.
It depends on the crew that shows up. Because if multiple crews show up, then yeah, we're going to have a fucking issue, obviously. But I'm not getting in it.
But like, but the sludgy, doomy New Orleans style scene, like the I Hate God crowd. There's a lot of those people that like a lot of New York, like Cro-Mags to them. They're like, yeah, because punk rock, a lot of punk bands go hand in hand with some of these things. And Cro-Mags and I Hate God, like, it kind of makes sense. You're like, yeah, like,
I guess
the same dudes wearing the Cro-Mags shirts also have an I Hate God shirt. Like, yeah, there's a lot of that. So, but it's not just them, dude.
Fistula.
Three amazing bands. Fistula tops it off right now. Fistula! Doing their only show in Ohio for the entire year, a band that we love. You've borrowed the bass player's truck to do the podcast and
stuff. Yeah, I mean, like,
so like it, you
the,
know, six
the bass player, the bass player.
I'm trying to make a sound cool, bro.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm just saying, bass player kid. I knew I was fucking since I was 12.
Yes, Corey Bing and friends
are coming. Buddy, he's not a bass player.
Buddy,
they wanted three locals.
Yeah,
so that's it.
And they got three great locals.
Yeah. Fact, Goost fits on that fucking bill with I Hate God.
Perfect.
Burn Blue Sky fits on that bill with I Hate God. Fistula fucking fits on that bill with I Hate God and the fucking Cro-Mags.
Yep. So they've covered the Cro-Mags.
It's a great fucking bill.
I bet if you want to hang out with Cro-Mags, you don't have to spend $100. Sorry, Camara. I don't mean to fucks, but you make that money, I'm proud of you.
You probably like bring them a protein shake or something, right? Is that what straight edge dudes are into?
Protein shakes,
push-ups?
Yeah.
I get my ass kicked by a bunch of fucking straight edge dudes just because they work out and do cardio.
Yeah. If this fight's going over 30 seconds, just, you just win. Yeah, you win.
It's nothing to do with skill at all. Like, I'm just getting beat up.
That's three badass bands of the week playing on that one show.
On one bill, yeah. It's going to be a great show. What's the date on that? Wasn't it August 26th? No.
August 31st.
31st.
Stand, there's no turning back.
Integrity just put out a brand new album.
Yep.
Friday. Like, just put out a new album. You can stream it. You can stream it online, people. If you're hip to Integrity, which you should be, if you're awesome.
He's actually in Integrity now.
Dwid and two other dudes. Isn't that the answer always?
Two other dudes?
It's just two guys right now.
So a drummer and no bass player?
I don't know. I don't know exactly, but I do know that like all the I know that all the photo ops is three dudes. Dwid.
Is Dwid playing guitar or something?
Like, I don't know. You never know with Dwid.
All they say, wait, wait. Leave my ball to me to a slave on all that said to break.
Here in a little bit, I'm going to be going to the Barbara and Metal Fest to see Black the Sun, and I'm going to see if I can pitch to them getting their own TV show, because you remember how the Monkees had a TV show?
Yeah, I watched it religiously, dude.
I feel like Black the Sun could do a similar type show.
That'd be fun.
They seem like a fun band.
I don't know why a band hasn't done that since.
Well, Steel Panther.
They don't have a TV show.
They're going to.
Oh, okay. Well...
From what last I heard, that's the plan for Steel Panther.
I mean, they deserve one. They're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, right?
They're
my God.
One of the funniest bands I've ever watched, man. They're so good. The banter between those guys on stage is just so fucking perfect.
Next time they come around, we should try to go.
I'd go. They're good as fuck live.
That'd be cool shit.
That's a fun show.
Are they the funniest band you've ever seen live?
I mean, yeah.
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 I've never got to see them live, and I'm imagining that they probably would be up there.
They're hilarious. Like, you know, I would like to include funny guys like Crush Groove.
Oh yeah.
In that, but you were the funny one in that band.
Thank you.
You were the funny one. Like, Tripp didn't say nothing. Mark's kind of chilled out. Joel was all like, "Bah, I'm drunk."
And Richie was always tuning.
Richie's like in some pussy somewhere.
Yeah, just fucking chicks.
Craziest thing just happened, dude. Two chicks blew me in a parking lot. You didn't ask me my name or nothing. Whatever, Rich.
Whatever, Griggs.
I seen that picture you posted fucking yesterday with your fucking stupid face.
Your beautiful, stupid,
this
sexy
is my,
face.
This is my tired something-something selfie face. Do you remember? Did you see that picture?
Yeah, dude. That motherfucker can put up a picture of him being like, I'm pretending to smile even though like I'm really smiling.
I'm totally really smiling though. Like, this is my real smile. I'm just going to tell everybody that it's
400 likes. I can't even get that many likes on my daughter's birth.
That picture of him smiling like that and trying to like play off the smile got him laid by 200 chicks.
He fucked 200 chicks.
200
since
fucking
that
chicks.
Post went up
since last night.
Rich Griggs, owner of sponsor of the show,
Assassin's fucking Tattoos.
Studios.
It's not a brothel. It's a tattoo studio.
That's our commercial for Assassin Tattoos.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, "Well, I can get you a quote." I said, "I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company." All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
I want to do a dad metal band that's just mad. Just mad. Like, the very first song on the record is going to be She Went Off the Pill on Purpose. Song number two is You Don't Get Laid on Vacation When You Bring Your Kids.
You know?
I'll say this, man. People that go on vacations and it's just a couple, whether you're married or you're dating, whatever, it doesn't matter. You go on a couple and it's you and your significant other. Like, I imagine that a vacation like that would be super fun, super chill, and you fuck a lot.
You're just banging all the time.
You just fuck a lot.
You're like banging and eating food and hanging out.
Let this be a lesson for anybody listening. If you have kids and you're like, we're going to Disney, the happiest place on fucking earth, it is hell. The entire time.
It's not the happiest place.
It's not the happiest place. And there is no sex. There's no sex when you bring kids. So that's track number two. My dang.
Which sucks because there wasn't all kinds of like sexual secret innuendo things in Disney's work.
Yeah,
over
totally.
The years, lots of penises and castles and
yeah.
The word sex in the puff of smoke in the Lion King.
Yep. Don't bring your kids.
And
to
he was
Disney
like racist. Like, yeah, right. Like a racist dude. Wasn't like Disney like a Nazi dude?
Yeah, didn't he get his head like cryogenically frozen or some shit?
Yeah, so they can bring him back and be racist.
So if anybody wants to start a dad metal band with me,
can't like, be in the band if you can't have if you don't have kids.
Right, you have to have kids.
You have to have kids.
You have to have kids.
Trip,
Richie.
Does Rich know who the mom is?
Yeah. Richie's like the only person that would do that. He's the only person to have a kid. Be like, I don't know who the real mom is. Now it's time for these two sexy bearded motherfuckers to go, because it is that time, my friend. You know what time it is?
Of course I do. I know what it is.
You know what
do
it is?
Do they know what it is?
You listening
they,
right now.
By they, I mean them.
You listening right now, do you have any fucking clue what time it is? Don't you dare say it's time to get ill. It's always time to get ill.
That's not what time it is.
No, no, because the time actually is.
Badass Band of the Week!
Oh, that hurts in your ears when you're wearing headphones. That hurt. You deserved it. This week we have one of the cooler named bands of all time. Of all time. We're talking about Contra.
Contra! 30 guys! Contra! 30 guys! Contra! 30 guys! Enter this code 4! 30 lives! Contra!
One of the coolest games ever.
Games!
So it's gotta be one of the coolest bands ever.
Up, down, down, left, right,
boom! Is there a cheat code? Is there a cheat code that we can do that will make you play unlimited songs during your set?
Right?
What is that cheat
what
code?
What is the cheat code? Contra, man. They just had a CD release for the album Deny Everything. They played this show. They played the show.
Yeah, they played with Tom and Goose.
And the Wally and everything comes back to
the biker dudes.
We're talking some stonery, sludgy, doomy, rocking, fucking just, man. Grooving.
Chris Jarrow is like a riff master. Though. Like that dude's, that's his whole thing is riffs. Like he's a really good guitar player. He's a really good guitar player with Sofa King Killer. That's what he's into, dude. Mm-hmm. He's a riffy fucking dude.
I have like this burnt CD. I think Mike Burns gave it to me. Huh. A Sofa King Killer, and it's like the bottom of the CD, the disc is actually blue. Like, you know, it's just kind of like a mirror
right.
On the bottom of the CDs. This one was, like, blue, and it had the somebody made the label on their fucking computer. I still have that shit.
Does it still play?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't look like it would. But well, I don't want to get rid of it.
I feel like maybe Burns used really cheap CDs to burn those.
Yeah. If you go to Contra's Facebook, they give like a long list of bands that they're influenced that they dig. Bands like Pentagram, Burning Witch, I Hate God is on that list.
I bet you'll see him out at the show.
Motherfucking Boulder, yeah. So you probably see
Boulder was dope as fuck, man.
Boulder was cool. Personal interest. These are fun. This is fun. Loud amps, Feedback, Tinnitus, earplugs. Guitars, drums, Gibson, Mesa Boogie, Orange. What's the deal with Orange? How come like every stoner rock band has to have Orange?
Because they're really good cabinets, and they sound really fucking awesome. Their amps are great.
Yeah.
And it was like something that stoner metal bands were using 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of caught on and became a fad. Right about the same time hipsters made beards cool. They started using Orange amps everywhere and shit.
Yeah.
It was like the same time. It's a very hipster thing.
Right.
To me, if you're in a band and your Orange cab looks brand new every time you bring it into the club, you're not doing it right.
You're not
doing it right. The dudes I know that were doing it right, those fucking Orange cabinets are beat to shit, and they still sound amazing.
Some of their other interests also include tubes, 50 watts, 100 watts, 150 watts, 150 plus watts, distortion, Ohio metal, doom, sludge, stoner, and grindcore.
People that say things like this are into tone. They
yes.
care about how they sound.
Yes, and that's important.
Yeah, if you have ears and you like music, Of course, sound's important. Tone is everything. They got a show coming up, Contra, Super Corruptor, and Matter of Planets. That's The Hive Mind, 375 West Exchange in Akron, August 13th.
They literally just put up that post.
Just did.
Literally. Just as soon as I logged on, it was like,
boo! Bow!
I love their song titles too, man. Like Dr. Goldfoot, Snake Goat, Human Buzzsaw, Altered Beast. I've been listening to Deny Everything for the past few days. It's been on and off as I'm doing, you know, the routine things. And my wife digs them, which is like, that's the best thing any band can ever hear.
That your wife digs them?
Yeah, because my wife is like super picky with shit. And like, honest.
My wife.
My wife will listen to Sublime a lot. She loves singing Sublime in the car, but she also listens to Fistula. And most stoner doom sludge bands that aren't Fistula, she's like, who gives a shit? They're not talking about like finger banging the dead. I don't give a shit. Unless I'm hearing finger bang the dead. Get the fuck out of my face, sludge bands. But we were listening to Contra together in the bedroom. You hear that, Contra? You hear what kind of music you make, guys? You hear what kind of music you make?
Bedroom music.
Bedroom music. Brown, brown, brown. It's more like don't just listen to us. We're going to let the music speak for itself. I'm going to play you out with some motherfucking Contra.
What up, Chiara?
Go check them out. Do it. Or
go to the Super Corruptor show. Yeah, I've seen those guys play before, too. They're good.
Real good. Until next time, my name is Eagle.
Rubber City Awesome Beard.
We love you guys.
Peace.
Yeah. This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.